Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam. And we have a special guest with us today. We have Jay Tree joining us. He's also going to be helping to deliver messages and talking about different kinds of work we can do. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce him to you and allow him to tell you a little bit about himself.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jay Tree, and I am a white witch, which means I practice white witchcraft. I'm a caster. I've been casting for a number of years. I have a touch of clairvoyance. I'm an energy healer. I do a lot with spells, whether it's simple spells or whether it's elaborate. I have a website if you'd like to take a look real quick. It's Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com. Again, that's Wiccan, treeoflife.com. Now, on my website, if you go there now, you'll see that there are many things that are available, including tarot, home cleansings, as well as other things. Now, there will be simple spells that will be posted that will be candle spells that you'll be able to purchase, as well as protection sticks and other things that I do to help the community. So please take a look at my website, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Get on the mailing list and subscribe. And I look forward to speaking with some of you this evening. Don't be shy. Ask me what it is that you want an answer about. And if I'm capable of answering the question and giving you insight as well as guidance, I'll be more than glad to do that tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jay Tree. I'm going to go ahead and start taking callers momentarily, but I do have an update for you. My services will now be available through merlinsstaff.com. That is merlinsstaff.com. Merlin like the wizard, and then staff.com. The website will also be available through the show description page now. The link is at the bottom of the show description page, as well as my direct link phone number to myself for private sessions. Let's go ahead and begin taking callers. As we take callers today, please remember it's one question, one part questions only per caller. And we try and get to you as quickly as we can and try and get to everyone as quickly as we can on the show. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question as we bring you on air. Our first caller today is area code 239. First three digits are 264. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. Thank you for taking my call. This is Lynn. I'm calling from California. And I'd like to ask what good things you see coming up for me early part of this year.
Okay, give me one moment, Lynn, as I tune in. Jay Tree, you can feel free to chime in at any moment you feel you have something to share.
There's something, Lynn, that you've been looking forward to that has been on the back burner for a number of years. And this is going to happen and come to fruition for you at the beginning quarter of this year. It'll be sometime before the end of March that you will get something that you've wanted for a long time and that you've been looking forward to. And it's a secret that you have that you don't want to tell anybody because to somebody else it would seem outlandish, but to you it's something very solid and concrete.
It's sacred.
Wow. Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
I am getting for you that this year coming up is a beautiful year. This is a is a year of achievement for you. It's about reclaiming your self-worth and your self-value and getting in touch with that real spiritual aspect of yourself a little bit more. But mind you, your love life opens up quite nicely this year. Just trust in the unknown. If you're sitting there worried what's going on, you're not going to get anywhere with that. You're only going to stress yourself up and make your stomach do backflips all over again. So trust in the universe, but trust in yourself. Know that you can handle whatever's coming your way because you are a beautiful human being. And you know what you're looking for. You know what you want. Don't settle for less than that, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You.
Blessing. You as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller now will be brought on momentarily. Quickly, a word from our sponsor. Our next caller today is area code 860. First three digits are 836. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Amala, and I'm from Connecticut. And happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. My blessings.
Thank you, thank you. So I've done basically a lot of cleaning out of my birthday happens to be in December, so it just, you know, it just felt right to clean out the last of November, December. And so I'm wondering if I got my book out, I got my ducks in a row, I'm just looking for a relationship. So just was wondering if you see somebody committed coming in.
Yep, March is your time for relationships, sweetie. March.
Okay.
And I feel that right now the details of this person is not what's important. It's about your vibration that you're vibrating at. It's about trusting and knowing the universe has got your back. Releasing the pain and the anguish of your past. Releasing that pain. Releasing that pain is very important because it creates that fear. That fear that you're only going to end up in the repetitive patterns, okay? So it's time to let go of that fear. It's time to go beyond that and know, hey, you're being looked out for. You've got people on the other side. You've got God on the other side. You've got Goddess on the other side looking out for you. Know that you are going to be guided, and whatever serves your highest purpose is coming in. You're leaving all of that past behind you in the previous decade, and you're going forward into this new decade now, letting go, okay? Because when we let go and we finally just relax, that's when we least expect it to happen, but that's when it happens the most.
One of the things that we have the hard time believing and understanding is if we just pause and if we just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Just take that deep breath when you need to.
Yes.
Sit there and just give yourself that 3 seconds of peace and calm and see how everything will change as it unfolds as opposed to being reactionary.
Mm. Yes. That makes complete sense. So more yoga for me.
Well, yoga is a relaxing exercise, but I want you to sit there and meditate. I don't want you doing too much yoga as the avenue out. Yoga is wonderful. Go ahead and do it, but allow yourself to meditate. You're having problems sitting still, okay? You have to be productive. You have to be productive. You have to be slow down. Enjoy the life around you. Enjoy what you have because the rest is coming.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you. You have a great day. And once more, please, I really feel like you need a little bit more of a in-depth conversation and session. Please reach out through either Jay's website at wiccantreeoflife.com or my website at merlinstaff.com, and we can do private sessions.
Thank you so very much. Happy, happy New Year to you both. God bless.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Many
God
bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is going to be 509-750. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Mindy, and I'm from Pasco, Washington. And I was just wondering if you could give me a general, I don't know, if you're picking up anything about my situation anything I have coming up that might be alarming or
I don't know. You had another question in your head, but the other previous callers kind of set the tone for the question of the day. So I want you to ask your original question before you heard them.
Before I heard them?
Yeah, before you heard the other callers tonight. What question was really on your mind?
What was going to happen, like, with my house and stuff? I don't know. I didn't.
Yep, I knew it. Okay. Give me one moment as I tune into this information. Jay can chime in as he needs to.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time reading it right now because there's something that's cluttered or it's something that's blocking you. There's something, it's a big block. It's not something that's small. It's something you've been wrestling with for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there is an energy that created this.
There's a what?
There is an energy that created this in your life, and it's like all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was peaceful, and now it's an uproar.
Everything,
so I want you to give me a little bit more detail about your situation, whatever you feel comfortable sharing right now.
My home is in shambles. It's condemned. My children have gotten taken away from me because I found some disturbing things on my daughter's phone and went to court, and my kids' father's sister-in-law is an attorney, and so they restrain me from my children. I have to have supervised visits with them. I have a broken neck, and I'm trying to settle that, and they changed medical records. The landlord is working with my kids' father. I mean, it's, like, so unbelievable.
Yeah,
I don't even know what I'm still here for.
Okay, that's enough. I understand the situation directly. You're going to need very professional help on this one. I need you to please reach out to me through my website at merlinsstaff.com. That's Merlins with an S and then staff.com. What we are sensing is that you have a major blockage energetically. Someone or something has attached itself to you and is trying to hold you down. You are walking with the spirit of oppression, and that needs to come off.
It does. It does.
Do you have any awareness of who may have cursed you?
I do. It's one of two people, but it's either Nikki Sherman or Holly McCauley.
It's Nikki.
Yeah.
Okay. Nikki has the dark hair?
Yeah, she does. Yep.
And the other one has the lighter hair?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Give me a call. I'm actually, get a pen and paper. I need you to call me directly after the show. We're not playing.
Okay. Let me find a pen here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's time we get this off of you. So I'm going to give you what your options are when we talk privately, okay?
Okay, hold on just a second. Yeah, because I'm dilapidated, and they're just waiting for me to just take the pill and be out. And
yeah, well, they're trying to get you on a whole bunch of different things. They're trying to tear you apart completely. And who's the family? Is Nikki related to family, or is she connected to a family member? Because I'm seeing a lot
that
of jealousy.
Passed, my sister, she was connected to my sister, and my sister's passed, and I have got her like right here next to me right now.
You have her,
okay, I've got
her remains next to you?
I do. I have her. I just even pulled her out to like talk to her.
Yeah, you just got her, but
so that's
she's been keeping.
Her,
yeah, but she's been keeping. How long have you had her with you?
Since February 11th, 2010.
Yeah, it's time for you to release those, honey. You can't have human remains around you. You can't, I mean, nobody should.
Okay.
I mean, she's always going to be with you, and she's always going to live on in your heart, and she wants you to know that she's okay, and she loves you very deeply. But, sweetie, you've
got
to,
I think my kid's father did that to her.
Say what?
I think my kid's father killed her.
Yeah, well,
he got
that's
away
something
with it.
We have to discuss privately, okay?
Yeah,
you got
I know. I'm just. I do.
And you have a paper.
I do.
Okay. The phone number is 443.
Okay.
Three. Okay, you got two threes?
Yes, 4433.
1-9-3-3-6-6.
Okay.
Now, I hate the last four digits, but everybody in the world has it, so I can't change it just yet.
Okay. It doesn't mean anything if you don't give any glory to it.
Precisely. As long as the threes are dividing up the sixes,
uh-huh.
You know, hey, we're good.
Yeah, you're putting a twist on a brand new thing.
Right. Give us a call directly after the show. We will be more than willing to help you, okay?
I am so grateful. God bless you. Thank you so much. And I will call you after the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, and we're going to take a moment before we bring on our next caller, and we're just going to talk a little bit about what a curse, a hex, a jinx is, and why some people do this to other people in this world. I'm going to go ahead and let Jay Tree chime in on this one and share with you his knowledge.
All right, so basically what a jinx or a hex, or when someone attaches something bad to you, whether it be a gypsy curse, or somebody who is a witch, such as myself, mm-hmm. but on the opposite end. I am one that is a white witch, that I am protective. I am an energy healer. I am the one that is the one that emanates the love and the pure light. Now, somebody that's on the other end of the spectrum is totally negative to that, and they have all the bad qualities. Now, when I say bad qualities, black witchcraft can be very, very bad and detrimental. And one of the things that so many people have in their past lives is that they have been cursed, and it comes through until now, which is our mortal lives, and it's things that are dragged through all these generations, and they have to be removed. Now, that's when the full hand rosemary protection sticks come in handy. That's when a good cleansing comes in handy. That's when an energy heal comes in handy. That's when you go see someone such as myself that can wrap you in white light, either virtually or in person, and bless you and protect you, and to make sure that you are safe from anything, and it will repel. There are certain charms. There are certain other things that you can use. There are amulets. There are pendants. I, for one, have a bracelet and a pendant that match that I wear on a regular basis that protects me. And it's something that I have cast myself every morning when I get up. I do a spell to surround myself in white light and give me hope and give me the day that I'm ready to accomplish in front of me with the God and with the Goddess alike. And that's something that is available through WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You can reach me there. I'm able to do this virtually, or if you are here in this area, I am able to travel and meet you. So these are things that people don't take seriously until they're into a predicament where they can't do or help themselves, and they can't get out of a rut, or they're looking for a job and they can't find one, or they have some sort of spiritual bog that makes them heavy and makes them tired all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Jay Tree, for sharing that information with us and informing our listeners. Our next caller today is area code 205. First three digits are going to be 675. And one moment. There we go. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. Thank you both for taking my call. Happy New Year's. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama. And I just
wanted
to know.
Happy New Year's, Patricia.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My question is, are there any messages for me pertaining to the new year?
Yes. Okay. Confidence in the work area, for one. Improvement coming in that direction, but not holding back. Really speaking your throat chakra, speaking from that place of truth and honoring yourself, okay? This is very important going forward as your new beginnings are coming. And then we also have the romantic situation developing sometime in February and in April. Okay, so between February to April, I know that's a little bit of a large time span for you, but this is kind of the area where I'm seeing a lot of love, and it's going in between these two places for you right now. The health situation, I do see improvement with that, but I don't see really bad health. Jay, do you have anything, Jay Tree?
I see someone that is coming back into your life by June or early July, somebody that you've lost touch with, someone that is very close to you, someone that maybe a best friend at one time and you just drifted apart and you miss that person and they're going to connect with you again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I was going to add, I hope this is okay to add this, Reverend Adam. I was going to say about two nights ago,
yes.
I was woke up, and when I wake up, I have this way of looking at the time. And so when I woke up, the time on my phone, it was 2:24 a.m., and I fell off to sleep. And then I woke back up almost an hour later, and it was 3:22. And so I felt like, wait a minute, those 22s are something significant. And so are the angels trying to tell me something?
Well, the angels, the universe, whatever you want to call it, but two is a representative of love. It's representative of new beginnings. It's a really good power number. But I think what they're trying to do is also to show you that right now, while love is about to come in, you must start loving yourself just a little bit more, taking that time for you. Because lately it's been about others, it's been about how others are doing, and it's about taking that time for you. Jay Tree, do you have anything to share on this?
Yeah, one of the things that you need to focus more on, like what Reverend Adam had said, is you are so busy taking care of everybody else that you forget to take care of yourself. And that causes a lot of problems because it causes you frustration and it causes you not anger, but just angst. You're just so uptight all the time because you forget to take care of you.
Yes. Oh, my God. So true. Yes. Yes. I understand. Yes. And I am starting to step away and place those boundaries in place, and not everyone is
it's
happy.
No. Right, and when you start making those healthy boundaries too, people are going to be upset because you are a giver.
Mm-hmm.
You are one of those people that always pleases everybody. You've got to learn to say no and to hold your ground. It's going to hurt like hell sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. You are both just awesome. Thank you, guys. This is my first time calling in, and I received the message. Thank you both so much. Many blessings.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
You're both angels. You are angels. Thank you so much. I would like to remain on the line, please, so I can continue.
Yes, I'm
going to
go ahead and just meet you back, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, now bringing on our next caller, we have area code 954. First three digits are going to be 614. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from New York. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful,
my
Sharon.
My home state.
Thank you.
Hello, Sharon.
Good. I was just wondering if the new year is going to bring a new relationship, a new job, or whatever you see.
I see a parallel move. You have something that's in the works that has been in the works for a while,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be a parallel move. It's going to be less stress, less aggravation. It's going to be closer to home. It's going to be something that's going to come out of left field. You're not going to expect it. You must have a good networking, or you have a resume that's just out of this world, and somebody's going to get their eyes on it, and they're just going to be like, I've got to interview this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is something in you. Have you started writing yet?
No.
And why not? Have you felt the call?
No, I don't know. I just haven't really started.
Okay. You know, the message today is to start putting your thoughts on paper. And I keep seeing a book, and I keep seeing top seller, you know, best book list. Sort of popular, like the ones that get put on Oprah. Hello?
Wow. Yes, I'm listening.
So I want you to write about your passion. I want you to write about what you believe, how you feel, where have you been. Let's get it down on paper because, honey, you've got a lot to share. Now, mind you, romance, all of this, there's been some struggles, but things are balancing quite nicely. This year is also your year. This decade is also your decade.
Well, that sounds very promising. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna take that under advisement.
Wonderful. And you have a great day, okay?
You as well. Thank you both so much, and healthy and happy New Year as well. Thank you.
And same to you.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Bye bye. Our next caller today is going to be area code 512-587. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi, Adam. I'm St. Melissa. Yes, thank you for doing the show. And please, this is real. Reverend Adam is real.
Yes,
all respect to you. You're real.
Thank you.
Please call
Thank
him.
You.
energy is real.
Thank you. I will reach back out to you as soon as I can, okay? But while I have you on the show, I'm going to give you a little update. Is that okay?
Yes, whatever you wish.
Okay. We have a lot to show in the next few weeks. And I want you to know that your abilities are being channeled more and more lately, so you've got to trust in yourself. But this person is turning around and releasing their grip of you at this moment. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yes, Reverend Adam. I understand your language.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, you have a great rest of your evening, sweetie, and I will reach out to you as soon as I can.
Yes, and please call. He is real. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is being brought on air. That is area code 631. First three digits are going to be 372. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Hello. Good evening. My name is Rose, and I'm from New York. And my question is about, I might sound like I'm from New York.
Yes, you do.
But anyway.
one of the five boroughs. Yes, ma'am. You sure are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I was going to ask about my, I created a nonprofit a few years back. And it has been very slow going, I guess you could say. And
there
I was just
you
wondering,
are. I knew, honey, I'm going to stop you right there. I knew you were out there tonight. I was wondering, what is this? Where is it coming from? I got you.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The,
and this is Reverend Adam?
Yes. Okay. The nonprofit, okay. Oi, let me tell you something. It's been Meshuggah all over the place. You're going to be good. It's going to be okay. Do not give up. There is a saving grace coming in, okay? What are you waiting on? Who is that donor?
Well, there's a few in my town, that are pretty wealthy. Two foundations that do give a lot.
Yeah.
They haven't given to us as of yet. We got turned down by them a few years back, and I never really applied again, even though I keep getting a nudge that I really should, because we're better now than when we first started. Obviously,
I need you to listen to that nudge. That is Yahweh.
Right.
That is the spirit. That is the universe trying to push you in the right direction. But because of other people's programming and fears and how people feel and how people might not feel and all that, we stifle ourselves. Okay, we hold back our own truth in our throat chakra. We stop ourselves from that success. Reach out.
Mm.
Do what you've got to do. Listen to that inner voice. Don't let the mind deter you from that success. Because listen to me right now. It's going to be successful. It's going to happen. Do not give up, but do not allow the constructs of other people's minds around you assisting you, okay, to stop you, to prevent you, to be that blockage.
Right.
Okay?
Right, I gotcha. All right, so
all right.
I guess, okay, I gotcha. I understand what you're saying.
I'm going to let J-Tree take over a little bit here and tell you if he sees.
Okay, thank you.
I'm seeing that something is, it's got to be a grant that's coming in that has been waiting. Did you apply for a grant like a while back? And you have not heard anything at all on it? Like, I mean, you've heard nothing. Like, you haven't heard good, bad, indifferent, nothing.
No, I don't have a grant out there. No, I don't have one, but I do have, I did apply for these two grants, like I told Reverend Adam years ago, but we got denied. I was thinking about reapplying for them
that's
this
the
year.
That's the path you have to take, yes. It's as soon, you need to That's what I was talking about, is that there's something that you had in the past that I thought that you hadn't heard it, but apparently you have, and you were denied.
Yeah.
So that means that, let's see, we're in January. I would say by January 21st, I would reapply, if not doing it on that day.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday?
That's a good day. Okay. All right. So you do see me coming in with some grants, or
there's something that's there that 21st, no, it's a Tuesday, that's even better, because usually do it later in the afternoon, so that way it gets to somebody's desk on Wednesday, is because Wednesday they make a lot of decisions.
Right. Okay. So mail it out on the 21st, but then, well, it's right in my same town that I'm in, so it may get there the next day. You know?
So why not just go and drop it off personally to see if you could speak with somebody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess I could do that.
Come on, you're a New Yorker. Get out of your comfort zone.
Right.
Forget about it.
All right.
Okay, that's even a better idea. Just go there.
You know what?
Okay,
honey, I see where your hesitancy is. You're empathic, but you're also a New Yorker, like Jay Tree says. Get out of that comfort zone and go do what you got to do. But do a little prayer before you go, you know? Say, hey, may I be protected. May I be successful. You'll be all
right. 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 Okay, I'll do that. All right. And the 21st is a good day. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful
evening.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our next caller today will be brought on momentarily. Once more, we want to remind you to please visit WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Once more, that is WiccanTreeOfLife.com. for your spiritual needs. You can also visit MerlinStaff.com. That is MerlinStaff.com. Our next caller today is going to be 917-627. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by 917, first three digits are 627. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Okay. Sometimes that can happen. We're just going to go ahead and mute this one and bring on the next caller. Next caller is area code 216, first three digits are 650. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend Adam. My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio. Thank you for what you do, by the way. Just thought I'd let you know that.
You're welcome, Sharon. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. I have a life question. I have a final meeting this Wednesday. It's with Charlene. I have to meet the owner. Is this going to go through?
Yeah, it's a bit of a tough one, isn't it?
Well, I think all of them I go through have been a tough one. It takes about
it
takes 6 weeks from
there's a lot of fairness in this, but there's also a lot of red tape to get through. Fairness.
Oh, yeah.
Fairness.
Testing I had to go through. I did all that, but do you feel it's going to go through?
Yes, I do.
Because there's another one, too, that's even better. I shouldn't say they're both great. They're different. One of them's a little less paid, but it's closer. There's another one I went to. His name was Brad. Do you think that is a good one, too?
Well, I'm going to let you get away with that, but that's a second question, technically.
I know.
Okay?
That's what I was going to say. The bottom line is, do you feel me? This going through, and it's all going to work out, and I will
I
be working
feel
by
the path in front of you is all clear.
Thank you. The path
you
is clear?
Well. Yep.
Thank you.
Confidence, Mia. Confidence.
I know. The red tape is going to be cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. I just want to change my test. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next caller today is, we really don't like taking these ones, but we do. Every once in a while, we get a good one. Next caller is 111-111-1111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello? Hello, hello. Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
wonderful. I didn't hear that beep noise. So anyway, thank you very much. Nice to meet you and Happy New Year. This is Karen Sue in New York. I'd like to know, what do you see ahead for me or any messages that Spirit thinks I need to know right now?
You know, the first thing that I'm getting is that rest. You've been lacking the rest, the quality rest. You've been mentally exhausted. Okay. What's going on?
Well, I'm in a very, the worst time of my life, pretty much the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. Big transformation and deep grief.
Yeah.
I lost my longtime partner this summer. Sorry.
I know. Don't apologize. Go on.
So,
breathe, honey. Remember
I'm getting better,
okay.
But it's a lot to go through and it's a lot to deal with. And I guess don't know what the future holds for me or why I'm still here, what I'm going to do, and how I'm going to bring in money, because he was also a big financial support for me. And
the breadwinner. Mm-hmm.
I'm okay for a few months. But, I'm, you know, like part of me I think is freaking out and curious and wants answers.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you know what? The message from Spirit is that you can do it. You still have someone in this world to touch, some life to wake up to reality and give that good message of hope and love and generosity to. But right now, I want you to understand they are okay. They want you to know that they're okay. And they're apologizing to you. They said they're sorry. They're sorry, but it's not your time. And you need to stop thinking about what you're thinking about. Okay?
You mean checking out?
Time.
Yes, that's what he means, checking out. I'll give you a quick, for instance, I have lost many people. And one year when I was in my early 40s, I lost 5 within a month.
Wow.
And the heartache was so real and it was so painful. But I know that they are with me all the time. I get messages, I get butterflies,
mm-hmm.
I get remembrance, I get a song
mm-hmm.
when I'm walking through someplace or on the radio. And that's them communicating with me to tell me that we miss you, Jay. And we wish that you are at peace knowing that we are on the other side and we're happy. And you have to think of that too, is that partner of yours that you loved immensely, they want you to know that they are very happy and that time will come when you are to go too. Now is not the time.
No, no.
Yeah, so I get that. And I that's the only thing that helps, feeling that he's at peace and in a better place, but
you know, what happened to the card?
I'm still stuck here, and I don't know why, and, you know, it's hard to find motivation for anything. I feel like I'm kind of dead inside. I don't know what, you know, nothing really. They say pursue your passion. I feel like I'm blank.
Yeah, but you don't know what your passion is, because what you had as a passion is now crossed over. But I want you to know this, okay? I'm seeing like a little piece of paper. It's maybe square or rectangle. It might be a card. It might be an image, or there might just be a little handwriting on it. But they keep asking about they keep telling me to ask you about this object.
The what?
Do you have any? Yeah, do you have any, like, kind of paper with their handwriting on it, a little picture that you keep looking at of them, but a card maybe that they had or something you had gotten? Because it's like there's some kind of paper or card related to them, and they keep seeing this image in my head.
He used to... He was very artistic and creative. He made a lot of cards for me.
Oh. Well, this is how you know that I'm speaking to him, okay? Or he's speaking to you through me. And I want you to know, he wants you to know that he loves you dearly. He cares for you dearly. And he didn't want you to ever have to suffer. He just had a lot of issues, okay? And, you know,
yes.
I have high-functioning autism myself. But he is okay. And this is not the only, you're not divided forever, okay? They're with you every day. That little feeling you get on the like, just the back of your neck, that's him.
Yeah, on my back.
Sometimes.
I thought it was him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him, okay? And then occasionally sitting across from you, that's him. So we wish you the best upon your journey going forward, but trust me, there's more out there for you. It just won't reveal itself until you heal your grief. Okay?
Oh.
And it's going to take a while.
Do you see me channeling him? Do you see me actually channeling him?
Well, yes, you're very gifted, but you know what I had to do? Excuse me, let me tell you something. I had a most wonderful father in my life, okay? He committed suicide. He took his own life using the car and the exhaust and all that, you know, where you put it into the car, whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
It took me for years. You know how gifted I am. You've seen me in action here, but
yes.
It took me years to be able to communicate with him. Years, most of my life. You know why? Because I was so much trying to talk to him. I wasn't listening. I was so attached to the outcome of reconnecting with him, I wasn't listening. One day I realized, I just have to stop, and I have to listen. And as soon as I did that, and as soon as I started letting it go, boom, I could hear him, I could channel him, I could feel him everywhere now, just guiding me. That's a part of what brought me and Jaytree together, so we could do what we're doing tonight and in the future.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But mind you, okay, you have abilities. You have been able to communicate and see a lot of things in your life. You've been very scared of it, but honey, we all are. Trust in yourself. Heal the grief. Work on the chest area because you're having problems there. That's where grief is stored. You can't breathe. You feel short of breath. You get dizzy all of a sudden. Okay? These are all things you're experiencing, but it's going to be okay.
Okay.
Trust.
Okay.
In yourself.
And let go.
Thank you. You know, could I just say, when you said you were seeing a piece of paper, he did little artwork things that I'm running across, and a couple I have posted in the kitchen. So were you referring to anything, any of these specific?
It's all of it, honey. It's all of it. This is what he was showing me to confirm it was him, because he had to give me something that only you would know.
Oh, okay.
On the show, you know?
Okay.
He had to show me something that was specific so you would know it was really him.
Okay, got it. Thank you for explaining that. Thank you.
Forgive me for saying this, but and not some schmuck off of the spiritual hotline, you know?
No, I don't think so. I've been listening to you throughout the call, and I don't think that at all. Very impressed with you. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you. You're more than welcome. You have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next caller tonight will be 917. First three digits are going to be 728. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller, by area code 917. First three digits are 728. You are now live and on air. Okay. All right, we're going to be now taking our last few callers for the evening, and then we'll have to wrap it up. Our next caller today is 956. First three digits are 536. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller, by 956-536. You are now live and on air. Okay. This is a little strange. Next caller, area code 770. First three digits are 322. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Allen. My name is Maddie. Do you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you just fine, Maddie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year.
My question is, I've been having downloads of numbers in my dreams, and I would like to know, would you be able to explain why I'm having, it's been going
what
on now. I've had numbers. I dreamt about 50, I dreamt that my sister won 51,000, I dreamt about 80, 555, 3, 3rd. 13, another 5, and this just to yesterday I woke up and I dreamt that I was opening an envelope. It was a check, and I said, "Oh God, it's probably 2,000." And I woke up and it said, "No, it's 200,000." And I, and so I don't know what all these numbers are. Why am I getting the downloads of numbers?
I want you to start playing the numbers that you get, okay? You're channeling something, and I have a feeling it's all related to money. I want you to play the numbers that come up in your dreams. Play them in the lotto, okay? Play them everywhere. Do everything in your life with those numbers. Anything you choose to do in life, do with the numbers that are coming in your dreams. You are being guided. Your higher self is giving you these numbers.
Okay. All right. So I woke up one morning and it says 555, Maddie, 555, and I don't know why I'm so nonchalant about it. It's like, wow, why am I getting these numbers?
You know what's going to give you that inspiration? Go online, look up numerology, okay? Look up the meaning of 555, for example. It's a power number.
Okay.
And I want you to see what the meaning is for yourself. I want you to read what the meaning of all these numbers are. And I want you to start guiding your life that way. Okay?
Okay.
So look up the meaning of 555 spiritually on Google. Say, Google, what is the meaning of 555? Okay? And it's going to give you a breakdown of exactly what that number means. Now, in numerology, what we do is 1 through 10, okay? Anything above that is all added together to give us a single digit. And if it gives us a double digit, then we add that double digit together until we get a single digit between 1 through 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
10 being the highest and always going back to 1 because the 0 don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, I would definitely. And is it true that I can go online and play the lottery now? I don't have to go in.
Are you based out of Georgia or what state are you
in? I'm here in Georgia.
Yeah, if you're here in Georgia, I believe the Georgia Lottery allows us to go online to their website now. But, hey, I am not a representative of the lottery. It's just something I heard, and I went to their page, and it looked like you could do Keno and everything.
Okay. Someone mentioned that to me today, and I said, wow, because I'm very bad with being out. I forget to put numbers in. I don't think about it until later after the fact.
Right. Let me give you a word of advice. Do not go overboard with playing the slots. Do not go overboard doing any kind of gambling, even the lotto. You know, if you're going to play a number, play it once. Don't play it 50 million times.
Okay.
Not at the same time. Don't go and spend $500 on a lotto ticket. You know, spend $1, $2 at a time. Play it smart.
Okay. Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow. Bye. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go ahead and pick a final caller for this evening because we have a full switchboard and we don't have enough time to get to everyone. So I am going to give me one moment and find a number that we're going to pick as our final caller for today. All right, our next caller and our final caller for the evening is area code 773. First three digits of the phone number are 540. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Beth, and I am calling from Champaign, Illinois. And I was having dreams about somebody from a few years ago, and we recently got back together. And in the dream, I just see myself walking down the aisle, and he's at the end. So, you know, I don't know if it's like a premonition of that we're getting married or if I want that to happen. I'm not really sure why I keep seeing that.
Okay. Have you consciously wanted this individual back in your life?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been apart?
We were apart for a few years, and now we've been seeing each other for a year again.
Okay, you've been seeing each other for a year again. So you've reconnected, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what you're having is a premonition of what you want to happen. You understand what I mean by this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want it to happen so badly that you're prophesizing that it's going to happen because you're, in a way, trying to manifest it. Your spirit is calling for it. And your spirit's calling for it so deeply, you're having a vision of it happening, okay? But I want you to trust one thing, yourself. I want you to trust communicating and not walking on eggshells. Don't be afraid to communicate how you feel, okay? If they can't handle that, then it's not meant to be with them.
Right.
You have to communicate exactly how you feel, what you expect, and what you want, okay? But you have to be ready to receive their communication of how they feel, what they expect, and what they want.
Right.
And you will find your way. You will find your way quite well, okay, if you continue to communicate clearly.
Okay.
You can't be afraid of how other people feel, honey. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is how you feel. Your responsibility is communicating your own truth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I see you successful, but trust yourself and trust your heart. If you overthink it, you're going to get lost.
Right. Okay. I just didn't know if I was imagining this or not. It just feels so real. Amazing.
I got you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, everyone. We want to thank you for calling in to today's show. We want to say sorry to everyone within the show today that we were not able to get to as far as callers or listeners. We wish you all the best, and we want you to don't forget to visit WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That is WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You may also go to MerlinStaff.com for your spiritual needs as well. Once more, we wish you the best. Jaitree, do you have any last words to say for today's show?
It was a pleasure to be here, Reverend Adam, and I look forward to co-hosting again with you in the future. I would like to promote next weekend. It will be the same thing, that we will be back on the air again to answer more calls as well as help out other people that need the help. Now, that's what we're here for. Again, if you would like to have any of the services at WiccanTreeOfLife.com, if you mention 10% off when I speak with you, you'll end up getting that as part of a discount for the first time that you are actually going to go ahead and get one of the services. It's one of the things that I want to promote about myself, is that indeed you do get 10% off on the first time. And the more that you work with me, the more I'm able to help you, the more things are going to unfold in your life and are going to be better for you. So again, it's WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You can reach me there, or you can send me an email at WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jaitree. Thank you, Jaitree, for joining us tonight. Sorry, I've got so much in my head right now, channeling energy. It's like I'm stumbling over my words, people. Anyway, we wish you namaste, love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.